Italians can't get their news today from newspapers, TV, or radio. Journalists are striking to protest a bill being pushed by the country's prime minister. That measure would restrict police use of wiretaps and the media reporting on the contents of those wiretaps. Prime Minister Berlusconi says the goal is to protect the privacy of citizens. Anti-mafia investigators say it will be a boon for organized crime. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Silvio Berlusconi owns TV networks and newspapers, but he recently urged his fellow citizens to stop reading the news.
Italian citizens, please go on strike. Stop buying newspapers for a while. They only tell lies. They totally disinform. They give an upside-down view of reality.
Days later, Italians took to the streets to protest against the wiretap bill. In Rome's Piazza Navona, speakers read the list of mafiosi and corrupt politicians who never would have been arrested without wiretaps. Many demonstrators wore gags over their mouths. There were famous names, Nobel laureate Dario Fo, anti-mafia writer Roberto Saviano, and renowned ballet dancer Carla Fracci.
To have the mouth closed, not to have the freedom to express yourself, is quite difficult. So we have to support them.
German filmmaker Margherita von Trotta also came to protest against Berlusconi.
That's not the first time that we are very astonished and very much against what he's doing. But this time, really, you have to the whole world against him, because that's a new law you can't accept.
Critics call it the gag law and say it's aimed at protecting the prime minister himself and his cronies, several of whom are under investigation for corruption. It calls for hefty fines, over $500,000 for publishers, and jail terms for journalists who publish wiretaps. Last month, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe slammed the bill, saying it could criminalize journalists' work and undermine democratic principles and freedom of speech. Stefano Rodotà, leading jurist and Italy's first privacy commissioner, says the European Union is worried.
I don't like that Italy is perceived in this way, but what is happening outside Italy can help us in our fight inside our country.
If passed, the law would severely restrict police use of wiretaps and sharply reduce the time period they can be in force. One of the loudest critics is Pietro Grasso, Italy's top anti-mafia prosecutor, speaking on a TV talk show.
Investigations have to run as long as necessary. Why do we have to cut short our wiretaps of suspects when we still need to investigate?
Italian newspapers have been highlighting articles that could not be published under the law. Even the editor of a Berlusconi-owned newspaper signed a joint statement with other editors denouncing the bill as a violation of a fundamental freedom. And despite the threat of fines and jail terms, the editors vowed they will disobey the law. But Berlusconi is pushing for its passage even before Parliament debates the government's more pressing austerity measures. The bill is being closely watched, even in Washington. A senior justice official recently voiced concern that restrictive wiretap rules could harm joint U.S.-Italian investigations into narco-trafficking, money laundering, and terrorism. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.